This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Baseball, with its passion for tradition, is higher tech than you think. Major League Baseball is now working with the wireless engineering company Qualcomm to make sure that people can use their smartphones intensively while at the stadium, supposedly watching a game. Tens of thousands of fans packed onto bleachers, clogs, Wi-Fi, and cell phone systems. And there's been much work over the last decade to ensure that things go smoothly if people pay to watch games online. MLB.com CEO Bob Bowman says things were different in the early herky-jerky days of streaming.
Well, way back when, in 2002, when we first started streaming, that's exactly what our fans got, was herky-jerky, buffering, dark minutes, and things like that. And they were paying subscriptions, so they weren't really happy about it. But starting in 2003, and then really in 2005 and 6, when we made breakthroughs, we basically built a player that can deliver true high def, will automatically sense the speed with which you can, your computer, your cell phone, or whatever it may be now, your tablet, your connected device, can receive the bits coming through the through that stream, and will slow down the speed or speed up the speed depending on how much throughput you have.
And it's got to be pretty high def because that's a little tiny white ball.
True high def. And so if you put it on a 64-inch screen at your home, if you have connected LG, it will look just like a high def game that you'd get through the satellite or through your cable operator.
Now, I get people watching a game on a big screen or even a tablet, iPad, but a phone? Really? Folks do?
Absolutely. They may only have 5 minutes. They may be waiting for an elevator, waiting in the car for their child at school or church or synagogue. And so we got to be on every device that they might pull out. And that's the only way you can be relevant is if they pull out their iPhone or their Samsung. They have a connected device or an Xbox or PS3. You got to be there too.
What do you do in the off season then?
As the old saying goes, there's really not an off season in baseball. We do really two things in the off season. One is we retool and rebuild and plan, but also we do streaming for a number of third parties. We manage the back end for a lot of live content. And the reason we do that is we built a pretty big footprint, 2,500 games a year, 3 hours each. That's 7,500 live hours. And when you build a footprint capable of handling that kind of traffic, you can hopefully manage other people's back end too. It's a complicated business. Way back when, David, we captured it in one browser system called Windows on one device called a desktop. That one little system has now blossomed to 3,000.
So it's possible that if I'm watching, dare I say it, a basketball game, that your technology is helping?
Well, it could be if you're watching on ESPN, which is a partner of ours. Every league sort of sticks to their own knitting, but we manage the back end like for ESPN and for CBS in some cases. And so if you're watching some of their events, we might be managing the live content on the digital device.
Bob Bowman, President and CEO of MLB Advanced Media. Mr. Bowman, thank you.
Thank you, David. Have a great day.